If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live, pop, pop, on the air, like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he's not creative enough for me. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a 49-year-old married woman, and my husband is 47 and boring with a capital B. We have gained weight since we got married, and he's a thigh and butt kind of a guy, so he's constantly rubbing on me and grabbing my behind. That's all he's done to show me affection in the last year. Sex with him is boring, and as soon as he's done, he falls asleep. We don't cuddle, and he sleeps with his back to me. I talked to him about being a little more creative in the bedroom, and he said he has a lot of stress to perform at work, and his body gets tired quicker because of all the extra weight he's carrying around. I told him I would come up with a few ways for us to enjoy sex again without it hurting his knees or his back. I started watching videos, not porn, to study positions and techniques to please him. I thought at this age, sex would be natural and fun, but he sees it as work. I asked him to watch a few of the videos, and he said that's adding something else for him to do, and there's not enough time in the day as it is. I've never seen a man that's as uninterested in sex as he is right now. I used what I learned in a video on him, and he literally laid there and let me do all of the work, and he didn't put in any effort. So when I finished, I didn't let him finish. I might as well have used my toy. And speaking of toys, he used to love playing with them, but he said we're too old to be fooling around like that now. He never tells me no when I want sex, but he won't put forth any effort, and I feel unloved. I asked him if my weight is a turnoff, and he said that we are both overweight, so no. Is he really not interested in sex, or is he lying about my weight being a problem? All I need is some creativity. Well, I think this is a problem, you know, especially if it's really cheating that you, if it's really the weight that you're dealing with. Sex is just too important in a marriage. I applaud you, wifey, for your effort. I mean, you've already done so much to try and make your sex life better. You've gone as far as doing real research, watching movies, not porn, you say, and then you've tried out what you learned from those movies on your husband. That's a lot. But he just lies there. He told you he gets tired quicker because of the extra pounds and the stress at work. I mean, you know, stress and work, that could cause extra weight. We do know that. But you say he will still have sex with you. He never tells you no, which means maybe that he is interested on some level. He just won't initiate it, or he turns his back and goes to sleep when it's over. So maybe he's not interested. And then you're over there still awake and mad afterwards. And oh yeah, he did say you guys are too old for toys and stuff. Has he just given up? I mean, is it a medical issue? Is he cheating? What is it? You want the intimacy. You want that romance and that connection. You want a cuddle. That's what we women like. I mean, he's not even trying to do any of that. And you know, all marriages hit rough patches, but it is hard to keep a marriage together when you're just doing the bare minimum. So, I mean, if it's the weight like you think it is, like you say it is in this letter, start with just trying to get healthier. And you know what that means. Changing your diet, starting exercise, starting to lose some of those pounds. All right. That's what I have for you. You should see a difference if the weight is truly the issue. You should see a difference. Hopefully you guys will start feeling a little better about yourselves and feeling better and looking better. Steve, that's all I got. She said the weight.
Well, sure, y'all want me to do this letter?
Yes, come on.
No, we're not sure. No.
I'm sure, yeah. Right.
Surely.
Do it, Steve. Well, do it.
You know, Cheryl, I appreciate your response and your effort.
I'm going with the weight. She said it was the weight.
What, Steve?
Yeah, come but on. You did not address the weight.
Because I know you would.
In a way that can help this couple. We bouncing all around the subject. Mm-hmm. She said it right off the dribble. She know what this is. Husband is boring with a capital B. Right after that, she said, we have gained weight since we got married, and he's a thigh and butt kind of guy, so he's constantly rubbing on me and grabbing my behind. Okay. I can assure you that a large part of this weight gain is in that area. I can assure you that. So right now, we don't have a problem because he a button thigh man. And you done gave him plenty more. But he also done gained some weight. And that's all he's done to show me affection in the last year. Sex with him is boring. And as soon as he's done, he falls in. So I'm just going to set up the next break.
Okay.
When we come back, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you the problem that this weight has caused. And a lot of this, lady, is your fault, and the other half is his fault. Mm-hmm. It's some do's and don'ts when you're big. And you got to focus on these don'ts. Because the do's is not always possible. Mm-hmm. So when we come back, do's and don'ts.
All right.
And
hold
all
that thought.
I'm going to have a chart of how much weight fits into the. All right.
Yeah. Hold that thought. All right. We'll be back.
A chart.
At 23 minutes after the hour with today's Strawberry Letter. The title, He's Not Creative Enough for Me. We'll get back into it right after this. All right. Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he's not creative enough for me.
We got a problem with this letter. This 49-year-old woman and her husband, 47, she claims is boring with a capital B. And the reason is because we have gained weight since we got married. We is the key of both of these people to gain weight. Mm-hmm. And he's a button thigh guy. And so all he does now is rub on me. That's the total affection that she gets from him. But sex with him is boring, and as soon as he's done, he falls asleep. A couple other things I want to point out in this letter. He said he has a lot of stress to perform at work, and his body gets tired quicker because of the extra weight he's carrying around. So this ain't 10 pounds. You know. This ain't what
we're talking
about.
We're not talking about 10 pounds.
No, that's I got that.
So I can tell you right now. See, you can pick up 30 pounds and still be the same person in the bed. 30 is up there. And you can still perform. But anything over 40, 50 pounds, we got to start making some adjustments. And I'm assuming this letter is going to require some adjustments. Because as soon as he get through, he fall out. And he don't never turn her down because she's still sexy and all this here with them. So she talking about that they had to get on, watch porn. She said I told him that I would come up with a few ways for us to enjoy sex again without hurting his knees or his back. That's a lot of weight right now. Your knees and back is hurting from just regular walking and talking and sex. You're in bad shape. Your knees
get on my nerves.
Your
so
knees
bad.
Is involved in sex a lot. It's a lot. Even when you're laying down, face down, you got to come up on your knees at one point because you done gained weight. You sure can't lift up on your toes no more. That toes and stretching your legs out straight, that's out. You have got to use your knees. And he done picked up so much weight.
Face
his knees
down.
Is, yeah, his knees is hurting on a mattress. You know how much weight your fat your knees is hurting. Shirley, don't stop me. Your knees is hurting on a mattress. You know how much weight his fat gained? And then you laying up there and watch the video with all this stuff you can't do. See, here's the danger with watching porn. Everybody in the porn old movie is in shape. You can't do what's in the movies. So it's now I have porn. Created. You be quiet, Shirley. You done did what you good to help these
it's
people.
Not porn.
You talking about two fat people in here trying to act like they in a porno film, and you can't do that because the size and the weight is going to restrict a lot of what you do. These are some of the, there are techniques, and size restriction restricts technique. There is fatigue involved, flexibility involved, pain involved. You can't hold your body in certain positions. Let me explain something to you. It's a lot of stuff y'all just can't do.
I'm not.
Yes. All this stuff you seen in the porno on top of the pool table, y'all can't do that.
On top of the pool table?
Can't, y'all can't do that. Get off that damn table. Where these kids gonna play at?
That's too much.
You can't do that right here. All this stuff, you see them splashing sink water on top of each other, splashing up in the sink. You can't get her up on that sink and not hold her up there with your knees. All these restricted stuff you see, that. Ain't no more of that. You know how you pick your partner up, go across the room? You're not finna do that. Can't nobody carry your ass across the room no more. You ain't been carried across the room. He told you it's about to take everything to come upstairs tonight. He for sure can't get up them steps with all that wheezing and then pick your thick ass up and carry you around the room like you want to get carried around because you saw that in the porno film. I'm going to tell you something else. Ain't a wall mounting them up on the wall. That's not happening no more.
Wall mounting.
You know how you get picked up and slammed up against the wall?
Yes.
You mess around in the neighbor's apartment trying that right there. Because that ain't nothing but sheetrock and wood framing right there. And every now and then they have a little pink, insulation in there. But if you slam a big person up against an apartment wall, y'all going to be in a other people's apartment. So all that wall mounting, I'll tell you something else. Chandelier swinging is out. Listen to me, Shirley. Ain't no more chandelier swinging. All this is what y'all used to do when y'all was younger and lighter. You swing across down that chandelier and see what happens. Everybody in there going to get electrocuted. Going to pull all the wires down out that ceiling. And then y'all's going to be sitting up in here in this bed shocked and all this here. All this little sexy stuff. That army crawling to the bed. He get tired as soon as he come out the bathroom. And he get out on the ball fours. He try to pull his big ass up on the foot of that bed and army crawl between your legs. He can't do that no more. That ain't what he do. Let me tell y'all something. Don't know diving. That's out too. Ain't no more put your foot on that doorknob and see what happens. Snap that doorknob off that hinge and y'all will be in that bedroom and miss work tomorrow because you can't get out. Now you got to call the neighbor because y'all's big and broke the doorknob off the door. So ain't no more doorknob diving. Ain't no more hide and go seek. All these
all right,
sex games
go.
Is out. Y'all need to get a gym membership and save your marriage. That's what you need.
I appreciate my answer all the more. Thank you,
Steve. I appreciate my answer. You got to tell these fat people the truth.
All right.
You ain't what you was, and y'all not finna do all these positions no more.
He can't bend
over there no more.
On Instagram and
Facebook. Now you done broke the back of the couch.
And SteveHarveyFM.com.
And y'all sitting in here got a Murphy bed in the middle of y'all living room.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.